When in the sun the hot red acres smolder, down where the sweating gang its labor plies, a girl flings down her hoe, and from her shoulder unslings her child tormented by the flies. She takes him to a ring of shadow pooled by thorn trees, purpled with the blood of ticks, while her sharp nails in slow caresses wound, crawl through his hair with sharp electric ticks. His sleepy mouth plucked by the heavy nipple, tugs like a puppy, grunting as he feeds. Through his frail nerves, her own deep languors ripple, like a broad river sighing through its reeds. Yet in that drowsy stream, his flesh imbibes an old, unquenched, unsmothered heat. The curved ferocity of beaten tribes, the sudden dignity of their defeat. The body looms above him like a hill, within whose shade a village lies at rest, or the first cloud so terrible and still that bears the coming harvest in its breast. The Zulu girl. When in the sun the hot red acres smolder, down where the sweating gang its labor plies, a girl flings down her hoe, and from her shoulder unslings her child tormented by the flies. She takes him to a ring of shadow pooled by thorn trees, purpled with the blood of ticks, while her sharp nails in slow caresses ruled, crawl through his hair with sharp electric ticks. His sleepy mouth plugged by the heavy nipple, tugs like a puppy, grunting as he feeds. Through his frail nerves, her own deep languors ripple, like a broad river sighing through its reeds. Yet in that drowsy stream, his flesh imbibes an old, unquenched, unsmotherable heat. The curved ferocity of beaten tribes, the sullen dignity of their defeat. The body looms above him like a hill, within whose shade a village lies at rest, or the first cloud so terrible.